In the day's other news, Rudy Giuliani appeared before a special grand jury in Georgia over attempts to change the state's 2020 election results. He acted as personal attorney for then-President Trump and is now a target of the investigation. Giuliani arrived at a courthouse in Atlanta this morning and left after more than 6 hours. He said he would not be able to discuss his testimony. Former Vice President Pence implored fellow Republicans today to stop verbal attacks on the FBI. Violent threats against agents have been growing since the search of former President Trump's estate in Florida. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Mr. Pence said that he, too, has questions about the search, but that threats are out of bounds.
The Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop.
The former vice president also said he would consider testifying before the congressional committee investigating the January 6th attack. The nation's top public health agency announced a shakeup today after being widely criticized for its response to COVID-19 and to monkeypox. The head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the organization has fallen short in many ways. The overhaul will include staff changes and steps to speed up data releases. Traffic deaths have been rising since pandemic lockdowns faded 2 years ago, and they are still rising. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that more than 9,500 people were killed in the first 3 months of this year. That was the highest number for a first quarter in two decades. Overseas, Germany voiced outrage today at remarks by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on the Holocaust. It happened in Berlin last night. At a news conference with Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Abbas accused Israel of committing, quote, 50 Holocausts against Palestinians. Scholz said nothing at the time, but today his spokesman condemned the remarks.
Der Bundeskanzler ist empört und entsetzt.
The German Chancellor is disgusted and appalled by the words of Mr. Abbas. Making comparisons to the Holocaust with its more than 6 million dead is completely unacceptable. To do so on German soil is inexcusable.
More than 6 million Jews died at the hands of the Nazis during the Holocaust. In a new statement today, President Abbas said that it was, quote, the most heinous crime in modern human history. Syria has denied that it is holding American journalist Austin Tice or other Americans. It called the claim misleading and illogical. Last week, President Joe Biden marked the 10-year anniversary of Tice's disappearance in Syria and accused the regime of involvement. China is shutting down factories and rationing electricity amid severe drought and record heat. Months of scorching temperatures have wilted crops in central and northern China, and hydropower reservoirs are critically low in the southwest. Back in this country, the latest heat wave has arrived in the northwest, pushing temperatures well over 100 degrees. California's power grid operator urged cuts in usage today to prevent blackouts. Three national pharmacy chains have been ordered to pay more than $650 million for their role in the opioid epidemic. A federal judge in Cleveland ruled today that CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens owe that amount to two Ohio counties. At least two of the companies say they plan to appeal. And on Wall Street, big tech stocks retreated and led the broader market lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 171 points to close at 33,980. The Nasdaq fell 164 points, more than 1%. The S&P 500 slipped 31. Still to come on the NewsHour, tensions linger as the loser of Kenya's presidential election challenges the results. One of the United States' largest hospital centers holds an art collection valued in the millions, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.